It's time now for a complete wrap-up of high school football action with the New Balance Knoxville post-game show. New Balance Knoxville. For premium cushion in every step, head to New Balance Knoxville.
Eric Kane, Sam Foreman here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. It was a fun night here in high school football week 10 action. And glad to have you guys along for the ride as always. A couple of games just now came down to the wire. A couple of really exciting finishes. We're going to get all into that. We're going to hear from Nick Craney, head football coach of Central High School, here in segment number two, a big rivalry Thursday win over South Dool. And a couple of games that kind of went the other direction that we thought of. Last night when picking some games, a lot of people thought South Dool might get Central last night. A lot of people expected Powell to get Oak Ridge tonight. Spoilers, Oak Ridge held on for the 28-27 victory. It was a really good night of high school football. It was a lot of fun. And so going to unravel all that stuff here in just a second. Sam Foreman, we do it again, man. Again, I just can't believe we're already now week 10 is in the rearview mirror. We have 1 week of the regular season remaining, and then it is playoff time here in East Tennessee.
Yeah, Eric, as you said, really throughout the season, we both have just happy to be here, just happy we've made it this far into the season. Obviously, a lot of concern throughout the season, a lot of moments where it didn't look promising, you didn't expect to finish the season. Just happy to be here, and one more week of the best dynamic duo in all of high school scoreboard shows across the country, Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
Yep, I'm going to have to go on over to the television side in the playoffs as I do each and every year, so we'll have to make the most of it next week. And I love being a part of the Complete Chrono Plus pregame show, Matlock Tires halftime show, and of course this New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show each and every week. New Balance Knoxville, for premium cushion in every step, head on over to New Balance Knoxville. All right, so we had a couple blowouts, to be completely honest with you, here on our Cumulus Knoxville airwaves tonight. As KOC Game of the Week, you just heard Vincent Dawn wrap up. CAK improves to 9-0 on the season with a 48-21 victory over Grace Christian Academy. Over on the FM channel, John Wilkerson had the call for Catholics 35-7 win over West tonight. Of course, Catholic, I mentioned earlier, just was reaching out asking for a game last week. And earlier this week, Wes said, hey, we'll play you. And it was looking forward to being one of the better matchups in East Tennessee here this week. Unfortunately, West was sidelined with a couple of starters there before the game heading into the contest. And Catholic really benefited from that, went on and had a 35-7 win. Still a really, really good ball club. Both those two ball clubs, really, really good. And as they venture on throughout their playoff hopes. All right, News Talk 98.7, Joel Silverberg, Brian Tatum had the call. It was Farragut over Hardin Valley Academy, 42-7. That was the final score. Hardin Valley falls to 1-8 on the season. Farragut improves to 6-3. Only one game still ongoing in our listening area, to my knowledge. I believe Sevier County and Halls are still going. Sam, if you want to try to find a final on that. But for the rest of the scorecard, we have some finals, and we'll run through all these finals right here. We'll talk about this game ad nauseum here in just a little bit. Hopefully we'll have on a head coach Joe Gaddis to give his insights on this. But Oak Ridge, a big lead at the half, 21-7. Powell race back, could have tied the game with a PAT late in the fourth quarter. The PAT fails. Oak Ridge survives, upsets Powell 28-7. I say survives and then upsets. Typically, you don't say those two words back to back, but I say survives because Oak Ridge had a 3-touchdown lead and then upset still, because it still is an upset. Oak Ridge 28, Powell 27. Oak Ridge now the number two seed in that region. Kind of hard to believe right now. Gibbs 55-16 winner over Carter. Big win for the Eagles tonight. Bearden over Morristown West 49-20. Wright County, no problem with Corn, 66-28. Lenore City 15-6 final over Seymour. Campbell County holds on, defeats Clinton 34-33. That final score. Yeah, the Kings Academy, no issue against Grace Baptist of Chattanooga, a 28-0 clean sheet. Webb, a field goal winner over Chattanooga Christian, 17-14, that final score. A battle of two 8-0 clubs reaching championship on the line, but Maryville, again, does Maryville things. No, No, I would not. I will not be saying tonight for the first time since 2000, Maryville falls in a regional game. No, that was not the case. The Rebels 21-2, the final score over McMinn County. Maryville 9-0 on the season. Now McMinn County falls to 8-1. Still a very good record there. Very good football team. Alcoa 43-0 over Gallenberg Pittman. That was a battle of two 7-1 ball clubs heading into the contest. Cleveland, a 45-0 winner over William Blount tonight. Ootawall 31-23 over Heritage. Anderson County 43-14 over East Hamilton. Kingston holds on a 7-6 defensive battle over Pigeon Forge, that final score. Johnson County 35-8 over Cloudland. Coalfield, a touchdown winner over Oliver Springs, 14-7. Greenback, surprise win here. Midway is shut out for the first time this season. That offense had been rolling. It wasn't tonight. 34-0. Greenback over Midway, the final score. Meigs County, big win over Polk County, 49-7. And Morristown East, a 42-7 winner over Cobb County. Sam?
Well, Eric, it is a final. Knoxville Halls defeats Sevier County 35-21.
And I officially go 0-5 in the pick segment last night in the wrap-up show on Rivalry Thursday. Good thing I had such a big lead on Austin Price, but I was neck and neck with Mark Packer. Mark Packer and I only differentiated on one pick last night, so he now will hold a one-game lead. Upset about that, but whew, not a good night for the picks panel last night on Rivalry Thursday. I know no one literally cares that's listening right now, but I was 0-5. Logan, be quiet. Talking in my ear right now.
But what I'm telling you is you still have a chance against Packer. You still have a chance.
Well, we're still lead. I mean, yeah, Austin Price is down by like 10 games. He's been awful this year. So, you know, but he did catch up some ground there. So you said the final score was Halls over Sevier County?
35-21, Halls over the Smoky Bears.
All right.
Personally, I think you set me up to read that score.
Your alma mater falls tonight. My alma mater was not in action tonight. So
lucky you.
All right, Sam, what are some more scores for us?
All right, Greenville, a winner tonight over Granger County, 49-14. It was Science Hill with the upset win at home against Dobbins-Bennett. Science Hill hands Dobbins-Bennett their first loss of the year, 31-21. Your final on that one, Dobbins-Bennett falls to 8-1.
Rivalry Thursday will be at Dobbins-Bennett next week for Alcoa at Dobbins-Bennett. Looking forward to a clash of 9-0 ball clubs, but now it's going to be 9-0 Alcoa against 8-1 Dobbins-Bennett.
That it definitely will, and I don't think a lot of people probably saw this game being close, but I don't think a lot of people had Science Hill even as the home team against
Dobbins. Put in perspective, Farragut here in the Knoxville area, of course, Farragut went on the road at Science Hill 2 weeks ago and put a whooping on the Hilltoppers, came back, played Dobbins-Bennett 2 weeks ago, so I guess that was 3 weeks, and now 2 weeks ago, and Dobbins-Bennett put a whooping on Farragut at home. Anybody can beat anybody any given Friday night.
And while we're talking about that Rivalry Thursday game, even with Dobbins-Bennett no longer being undefeated, that game against Alcoa is still just as big for them to prove to the powerhouses in their division, we are for real this year, and it won't be sort of a great regular season and then not really show up like they've wanted to in the playoffs in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a reaching game, obviously, two different classifications, but a game of, you know,
powerhouses within the state, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anyways, moving on, Chucky Doka, winner tonight over Unicoi County, 43-21. It was David Crockett with a 20-14 win over Daniel Boone. Of course, if you did not hear, Tennessee High at Cherokee canceled tonight due to COVID-19 reasons. Hampton defeats Volunteer 49-7. It was Sullivan East defeating Sullivan North 46-0. In the final home game for Sullivan Central, they defeat Union County Caner 6-76. Your final on that one. Sullivan Central all over Union County 76-6.
76-6, the final score. What game was that?
That was Sullivan Central over Union County.
Well, going out with a bang.
Yes. Final home game, you put up 76 points.
The Cougars, there you go.
Really gave up a late touchdown. It was 76-0 at the half. So,
wow.
We know how that one went in the second half. Not bad for Sullivan Central there to close out their final home game ever. West Green, a winner over Hancock County, 38-0. Jellicoe defeats Cosby, 52-6. Game still in action. In the third quarter, it is South Pittsburgh leading Selk Creek, 64-8. Sunbright leads Wartburg 49-26 in the fourth quarter. A final for you, Union City defeats Ripley 29-21. It is last check, Upperman trailing Watertown 21-0 at the half. Last available score we were able to find for that one. Red Bank a 45-0 winner over McMinn Central. It is Grundy County leading Sequatchie County 25-12 in the fourth quarter. Sweetwater a 36-32 winner tonight over Teleco Plains. Last check, it was Hickson leading Chattanooga Central 25-0 in the fourth quarter. Howard leading Eastridge 14-10 late fourth quarter. York Institute, last available score we were able to get for them, was York Institute trailing Livingston Academy 15-7 at the half. And Stone Memorial leads Smith County 33-10 in the fourth quarter.
All right, we'll have more scores throughout the rest. We'll call it about 30 minutes or so. We'll probably carry to the top of the hour here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. New Balance Knoxville for premium cushion and every step. Head on over to New Balance Knoxville. Our KOC game of the week on AM 990. The final score, CAK defeats GCA 48-21. On FM 99.1, Catholic took down West 35-7. And on our sister station, News Talk 98.7 WOKI, it was Farragut's all over Hardin Valley 42-7. We'll catch up with head football coach of the Central Bobcats. When we return, Nick Craney, a big winner last night on Rivalry Thursday. I got his thoughts post game. We'll play him for you after this brief message.
Now back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School wrap-up show with Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
It's Eric Kane and Sam Foreman. Let's get that right. New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. Thanks to New Balance and Knoxville for helping us out here on this wrap-up show. Little silly nature there. New Balance Knoxville for premium cushion at every step. Head on over to New Balance Knoxville. Week 10 is in the books. We have 1 week left of the regular season, and then it is playoff time here in East Tennessee. Why don't we look back, reflect real quick on the Rivalry Thursday win for Central, a 27-19 victory over South Dole last night on Rivalry Thursday. I will say this, Central, if Central takes care of business against Gibbs next week, Central will be crowned region champs, although Gibbs, a pretty big win, 55-16 over Carter tonight. Here is Nick Craney, head football coach of the Central Bobcats, the 27-19 victory over South Dole last night, regardless of what my final score says at the beginning of this interview. Here's Nick Craney. Our final score here at Central High School on Rivalry Thursday, 29 Bobcats, the Keys 19, and standing by with head coach Nick Craney of the Bobcats. And, you know, Nick, we were just talking off air. That was a win that felt good for you.
It definitely was. You know, we, as a team, talked about all week finishing and playing for each other and playing with each other and doing it together as a family. And that was the epitome of what that game was. Our kids played together. They played excited. They played, for one another all night long. And it was great to see the end result.
Yeah, Central lost a game last week that Central doesn't lose to Halls. And it's a rivalry game and the Battle of Black Oak Ridge, but obviously the bounce back and the response from the team this past week in practice, I mean, it showed up here tonight.
For sure. You know, last Thursday at the end of that game, some of our senior leaders, you know, Caleb Fortner in particular, you know, said, like, right as the game finished, you know, it starts in practice and we got to pick it up and challenged all of us, and myself included. So we brought our A game all week, and kids did a great job preparing, getting ready for the game. They played well and they played hard.
You look at those Fortner twins, and of course it's you know, game in and game out, but Liam has the go-ahead touchdown and really put it away there. Caleb has the interception down the sideline to seal this sucker. It's the Fortners making plays again, and you know, it's making for more Bobcat wins.
They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable on the field. They're unbelievable off the field. Those are two young men that, you talk about trying to go into battle with somebody, those are the ones you want. And so I'm so proud of them and the leadership that they bring to our team.
So next week, you can clinch another regional title. You'll be playing Gibbs, and obviously Gibbs pretty confident after last year the way they bounced you guys to end the season. But with a win next week, after a season of hardships, it feels like you can, you know, hoist another region championship.
We talked about being in control of our own destiny at the end of the Halls game a week ago, you know, saying that everything that we want for ourselves this season, on the field, was still right there in front of us for the taking. If we just worked hard and worked to improve and get better, and the kids have done that. So it's good to still be in control of your destiny. You know, we had to have this one to still be in control, and we are. And so, you know, anytime you can control whether or not you get to be the region champs, that's a good feeling going into the last regular season game.
Final score, Central 27, South Dole 19. And one last thing, Nick, who was someone, from your squad here tonight that might not show up in the box score? We might not have called their names a lot tonight, but who was someone you want to recognize that, you know, played their tail off and contributed in a big way here in this win? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but I thought I'd do that to you because I know you.
The true answer, you know, football games are won and lost up front. Our offense and defensive line did a phenomenal job all night long of controlling the line of scrimmage. That was a very, very good South Doyle defensive front seven, and a good offensive line for South Doyle. And offense and defensive line played lights out. They, you know, offensive line created running lanes, defensive line collision and controlled blocks, and got off blocks and made some plays. But those guys collectively as a group, man, I'm so proud of them.
Thanks, Coach. Best of luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, Nick Craney, head football coach, Central High School, a 27-19 win over South Dole last night on Rivalry Thursday with a win over Gibbs. As we pointed out in the interview, Central will be regional champs. So appreciate Nick and his time, and congrats to Central on that win last night, a bounce-back win falling to Halls the week before, taking down a good South Dole team. Real quick, I'll run through some Knoxville scores once again before we catch up with head coach of Oak Ridge, Joe Gaddis, in the next segment. CAK, a winner over GC. 48-21, the final score for our KOC game of the week. Catholic, a big winner over West tonight, 35-7. Farragut, no issues with Harden Valley tonight, 42-7. Oak Ridge, a 28-27 victory over Powell. We'll hear from Joe Gaddis coming up on the other side. Gibbs, 55-16 over Carter. Bearden, 49-20 over Morristown West. Ray County, no issue with Carnes, 66-28 the final score. Halls over Sevier County, 35-21. Lenore City defeats Seymour, 15-6. Campbell County holds on, defeats Clinton 34-33. The Kings Academy takes down Grace Baptist of Chattanooga 28-0, the final score. Webb, a field goal winner over Chattanooga Christian 17-14, the final. Maryville defeats McMinn County 21-2. Alcoa over Gallenberg-Pittman 43-0. Cloudland defeats William Blount 45-0. Udawal 31, Heritage 23. Anderson County takes down East Hamilton 43-14. Kingston, a 7-6 winner over Pitch and Fords. Johnson County, big win over Cloudland 35-8. Coalfield doubles up Oliver Springs 14-7, the final score. Greenback blanks Midway 34-0. Mix County over Polk County 49-7. And Morristown East 42, Cock County 7. But one of the best games in the area tonight, it was Oak Ridge both surviving and upsetting Powell to secure that number two seed in the region, 28-27. We will hear from Oak Ridge head coach Joe Gaddis when we return here on the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show.
Now, back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School Wrap-Up Show with Sam Foreman.
All right, welcome back into the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. Eric Kane, Sam Foreman, one of the better games in the area here tonight. It was Oak Ridge 28, Powell 27. And joining us now on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show is head coach of Oak Ridge, Mr. Joe Gaddis. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win. That must have been a fun one.
Thank you. It was fun. It was nerve-wracking, but certainly fun to win a big game like that.
All right, Coach, so I wasn't there. I didn't get to see it. I'm just scoreboard tracking from here in the studio, but I saw you guys had a 2-touchdown lead early in the ballgame, 21-7 at the half. Powell, a good team, knew that they were going to make a run to come back, did so. Powell misses a PAT late to tie the ballgame, and you guys survive 28-27 with the win. You now clinch the number two seed in your region, so congratulations to that. But you mentioned it was nerve-wracking coming down to the wire there in the end. How, you know, in that second half, how was the feel on the sideline, just the way the game was going, seeing Powell come back, but you guys doing enough to hang on?
Well, you know, we got up 28-7 at one point, then they scored quick with a quick pass, and then but in the first half, we actually returned a touchdown, an interception for a touchdown, and got called back for a clip, and we didn't score, so we could have been up even more. But in the second half, they made some adjustments on defense, did a good job, slowed our offense down, and then offensively, they started running the ball on us, which most people aren't able to do, but they did a good job running the football, controlling the ball, keeping it away from us. And they picked up a couple of touchdowns. All of a sudden, it's 28-21. And eerily familiar to last year, we were up 21-7 going into the fourth quarter last year, and they came back and won. So it was concerning because we knew that they could do that because they did it to us last year. But they scored late, and they actually lined up, kicked the extra point, made it 28-28, but we were offside, so they opted to go for two, and then Ooh. They jumped. They jumped. They would have made the two, but they jumped, and then they're go back to the 8-yard line, and then they tried the extra point from there and missed it. And then the problem still was that they had three timeouts. They kicked an onside kick. We got it, but then we had to make a first down to seal the victory. And I think on second down, Kendall Jackson had a 40 or a 50-yard run down inside the five, and we were able to win the game. But it was exciting down to the wire.
Yeah, I saw that Kendall Jackson run on the Twitter machine that sealed it. But, Coach, I guess that's why you guys always stress the little things. Is that right? The little things, don't jump off sides, hitting a PAT, just stuff like that.
Absolutely. We've had our share of missed PATs. And this year, this game, we made 4 out of 4, and that was the difference in the game. They made 3 out of 4. So, it was huge.
Coach, you're just talking about the little things there. In the last couple of weeks, you've been in close ball games and big ball games late in the season. How much you think that's been a benefit to your team as you get ready with the playoffs right around the corner to, one, be playing such challenging opponents late in the season and then be close ball games as you get ready heading to playoffs season?
I think our schedule has helped us, period, just like Powell has. I mean, the Powell plays a tough schedule. We played, Dobbins-Bennett, who has a really good team. We played Farragut, who has a really good team. We played West, we know has a great team. Powell has a great team. Mount Juliet last week, big 6A team. They have a good football team. I think that's helped us. And I told our team a couple of weeks ago that the team that has the best regular season isn't the team necessarily that goes deep in the playoffs. It's the team that gets hot at the right time. And we're, for whatever reason, we're getting hot at the right time. So, hopefully we'll stay hot.
All right, Coach, to my knowledge, you guys are wrapping up the regular season now. Fulton's on the schedule, but to my understanding, that game won't happen. So that'll be a win for you guys. And you finish the regular season 7-3. Is that correct?
That's correct, and if we had missed this game, if we needed a game this week, I would have tried to schedule one. But next week, right before the playoffs, I've just opted not to play a game. So we'll use that to try to heal up a little bit, and give them a little bit of a break. At the same time, practice every day, and get ready for round one.
Yeah, never bad to have an extra week of rest at this point in the season. Certainly heading into the playoffs, Coach. I'll ask you one more thing, then we'll part ways here. How big was securing that number two spot, tonight in the playoffs? If you would have lost, likely the three spot, every little bit helps. Certainly whenever you're playing, you're competing in the playoffs in 5A, it's always tough, especially in this part of the state. How big was it to get that number two seed?
Well, that's huge. Number one, because it gives us definitely a home playoff game in round one. Number two, and I may be wrong about this, but I think what could happen would be if Powell and West both win their round one games, which I expect them to, they would face each other, I think, in round two.
Yeah.
And then if we're still alive, we would only have to go through one of those teams instead of both of them.
That helps.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm the one that's telling the truth. Our region is the toughest in the state. When you've got us, Powell, and West in this region, it's just incredible. And Fulton is no slouch. So you can't come up with another region with teams like we've got.
Coach Gaddis, you can tell your wife that we had a better conversation this time than the last one we had, okay?
The one on
television. Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Congratulations. Rest up, and best of luck in the playoffs. We'll have you on again, all right?
I appreciate it. Thanks.
That is Joe Gaddis, bye-bye, head coach of Oak Ridge, and a big win over Powell tonight, 28-27. The joke there was I interviewed him at halftime a couple of rivalry Thursdays ago. And, I've interviewed enough coaches. I know how it is. And certainly I played. I get it. The last thing a coach wants to do is talk to a reporter, right before kickoff or coming out of the halftime break when that team is losing. I get all that. So I never take offense to it. But it was at West a couple weeks ago, and Oak Ridge was losing coming out of the half, and I grabbed Coach Gaddis and interviewed him really quick, and he was just short, he was stern, he was not happy because his team was not playing very well at the time. And the next time I saw him, he said, "Hey, My wife told me to come and apologize to you because she said I was too mean to you. I was like, Coach.
I was about to say, Eric, you can't be out there ticking off coaches' wives.
Yo, Coach.
I understand where we're going here now.
Coach, I'm all good, man. I know how it is. So, got to love that from Joe Gattis and the Gattis family. So, again, Powell Falls comeback bid fell just short. Oak Ridge, 28-27, the final score. The Wildcats secure that number two spot. And as Coach Gattis pointed out just there, I mean, that's huge because not only do you have, I mean, you only have to go through one of West and Powell now. You don't have to go through both of them. They're going to have to play each other in the second round now. And if Oak Ridge advances on, they'll play them in the third round now. So that is absolutely huge. That win.
That's huge is an understatement there as to how big that could be. Because, I mean, I'm not going to say other coaches don't feel that they are correct when they say that their region is the toughest, like Coach did there. But he definitely is one that is telling the truth, hands down. There's no debating that. Huge is an understatement as far as for what this win and getting that number two seed in the playoffs means for this team.
Absolutely. All right, we got a final segment left here on the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show. Programming note, we're likely going to go just past the top of the hour, just a couple minutes past the top of the hour. We have a program, paid programming at 11 o'clock on the FM channel. So at 11 o'clock, it will flip over to the Fat Jack Sports Show. If we will continue on AM 990 for the next segments, and we will continue on the AM channel wrap-up. The New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show, plenty of more scores on the way in Knoxville, Knox County, surrounding counties, all the way down to Chattanooga, up to Bristol. We'll tell it all here on the final segment of the New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show on the other side.
Now, back to more of the New Balance Knoxville High School wrap-up show with Sam Foreman and Eric Kane.
Final segment, New Balance Knoxville wrap-up show, Eric Kane, Sam Foreman, Logan Ward here with you here tonight. Wrapping up week 10 of high school football here in East Tennessee. A final week of the regular season is upon us. It's in the horizon. Then it is playoff time here in East Tennessee. Thank you guys so much, as always, for tuning in and finishing off your Friday night with us here on The Sports Animal. Always a pleasure to speak with you guys, give you some scores as you leave the stadium and you head on to your next venture at this time. We got a final segment here. Sam, before you have to go do some clerical work over here, why don't you go through your scores here from, you know, the Chattanooga area all the way up to the Bristol and Tri-Cities area.
All right. We'll start off with Greenville, who got a 49-14 win tonight over Granger County. It was Science Hill, the 31-21 upset win over previously unbeaten Dobbins Bennett. Chucky Doak, a 43-21 winner tonight over Unicoi County. David Crockett holds on to get a 20-14 win over Daniel Boone. It was Hampton all over Volunteer tonight, 49-7 your final in that one. Sullivan East shuts out Sullivan North, 46-0. In the last home game for Sullivan Central, they defeat Union County, 76-6. West Green, a 38-0 winner over Hancock County. Jellicoe, a 52-6 winner over Cosby. A new score in for you, a new final. South Pittsburgh tonight, a winner over Sell Creek, 84-8. Yes, you heard that correct. 84-8, South Pittsburgh over Sell Creek. 55-46, your final. The Sunbright defeats Wartburg. That a new score for you as well. Union City, a 29-21 winner over Ripley. Still the last score we can find is Upperman trailing Watertown, 21-0 at the half. That's still, again, the last score we can find for you. In that one, Red Bank, a winner tonight, 45-0 over McMinn Central. It was Grundy County picking up a 25-19 win tonight over Sequatchie County. Sweetwater defeats Teleco Plains, 36-32. It was Hickson holding on to defeat Chattanooga Central after giving up a late touchdown. Hickson, your winner, 25-6 in that one. That a new score for you as well, as are the next three scores for you. As Howard, a final, they defeat Eastridge, 14-10. In the fourth quarter, is Livingston Academy over York Institute, 15-7, and it's a 39-10 final for Stone Memorial over Smith County.
Sam Foreman, appreciate it, man. Thanks as always. You have done a great job, and look forward to doing it again next week before you take over the reins here in playoff time, man.
Always a pleasure.
Yep. All right, that's Sam Foreman. We will wrap this thing up here and head on back to the 865 and go over some scores here in this area. We will start out in just outside of Knox County. Morristown East defeats Cock County, 42-7, the final score. Meigs County over Polk County, 49-7. Greenback, 34, Midway 0. Coalfield, 14 all Oliver Springs 7. Johnson County 35, Cloudland 8. Kingston 7-6 win over Pigeon Forge. Anderson County 43, East Hamilton 14. Ootawall 31, Heritage 23. We have Cloudland 45, William Blount nothing. Alcoa 43 over Gallenberg Pittman 0. Maryville defeats McMinn County 21-2. Kings Academy all over Grace Baptist Chattanooga 28-0. Webb a 17-14 winner over Chattanooga Christian. You had Clinton fall to Campbell County 34-33, the final score. Lenore City over Seymour 15-6. Halls a 35-21 winner over Sevier County. Ray County 66-28 over Carnes. Bearden 49 over Morristown West 20. Gibbs a big win over Carter tonight 55-16. Oak Ridge 28 over Powell 27. Farragut no issues with Hardin Valley tonight 42-7. That was heard on News Talk 98.7. Catholic 35 West 7. The game heard on FM 99.1 tonight. And your KOC game of the week, CAK over Grace Christian Academy 48-21. Some Thursday finals. Again, Rivalry Thursday. We heard from Nick Craney, head football coach of Central High School, earlier in segment number two. It was the Bobcats defeating South Dole 27-19, a chance for a regional championship with a win over Gibbs next week. Bradley Central over Saudi Daisy 49-14, and Green Hill took down Lakeway Christian 69-0. Those were some Thursday finals. Here are some teams who were not in action tonight due to an off week or due to COVID restrictions. Austin East, Copper Basin, DeKalb County, Fulton, Jefferson County, North Greene, Northview Academy, Oneida, Rockwood, South Greene, Tyner Academy. Again, one more time. Tyner Academy, South Greene, Rockwood, Oneida, Northview Academy, North Greene, Jefferson County, Fulton, DeKalb County, Copper Basin, and Austin East. Run through these one more time for the final time here on the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show. Some scores that are really relevant here in Knox County and just beyond. Marstown East 42-7 over Cock County. Meigs County 49-7 over Polk County. Greenback 34-0 shutout victory over Midway. Coalfield a 14-7 winner over Oliver Springs. Cloudland falls to Johnson County 35-8. Kingston a 7-6 winner over Pigeon Forge. Anderson County 43-14 over East Hamilton. Ootawall 31 over 23 Heritage. Love it when you can't read my own writing, you know what I'm saying, Logan? Cleveland defeats William Blount 45-0. Alcoa 43 over Gatlinburg Pittman 0. Maryville a 21-2 winner over McMinn County. The Kings Academy over Grace Baptist of Chattanooga 28-0. That final score. Webb 17, Chattanooga Christian 14. The final score. Campbell County holds on, defeats Clinton 34-33. Lenore City over Seymour tonight 15-6. Halls defeats Sevier County 35-21. Ray County all over Carnes 66-28, that final score. Bearden 49, Morristown West 20. Gibbs 55 over Carter 16. Oak Ridge a 28-27 winner over Powell to secure the second seed in the region. Heading into the playoffs, Farragut no issues with Hardin Valley Academy tonight, 42-7 the final score. Catholic a 35-7 winner over West. West falls for the first time this season. And CAK defeated Grace Christian Academy tonight, 48-21. Again, Week 10 is in the books. One more week of the regular season. That'll be next Friday before the playoffs begin here in East Tennessee. Again, I say it once, I say it every single week, and I'm going to continue to say it for as long as I have the opportunity. So blessed to be able to talk about high school football, because for so long in the summer, we didn't think it was going to happen. And it's really great for the kids, for the coaches, for the administration, for the schools, for just on so many different levels. And really, really excited and really, really happy that we've been able to get as far as we have. And we will continue to try to close this thing out. Again, regular season's done after next week. So much props goes to everyone involved. You know, social distancing, wearing the mask, washing the hands, taking showers, whatever it is to try to nip this stupid virus in the bud as much as we can. So job well done to you, and look forward to wrapping up this regular season next week right here on the Sports Animal. Want to encourage you guys to tune in to our game day all day coverage tomorrow morning. It will begin at 8 o'clock with the locker room before Saturday Sports Talk hits the air at 8:15. Looking forward to that game day all day coverage again beginning at 8 o'clock. Fall network coverage takes over our airwaves at 2 o'clock. It'll be kickoff on this fourth Saturday in October, Tennessee and Alabama, 3:30 tomorrow. You can hear that right here on the Sports Animal. Again, the final score for Cumulus Knoxville ball games tonight on News Talk 98.7. It was Farragut over Hardin Valley Academy, 42-7. Catholic 35-7 over West over on FM 99.1, and your KOC game of the week on AM 990. CAK defeats Grace Christian Academy 48-21. For our entire cast and crew, as always, Vince Ferrara, Don Mahoney, John Wilkerson, Joel Silverberg, Brian Tatum, Logan Ward, Andy Sellers, Ben Hardy, Sam Foreman, I am Eric Kane signing off here tonight. Appreciate you guys as we always get to catch up and finish off our Friday nights. Wouldn't have it any other way. Look forward to catching up again next Friday night here on another edition of the New Balance Knoxville Wrap-Up Show.
Thanks for listening to our complete wrap-up of high school football action with the New Balance Knoxville postgame show. New Balance Knoxville. For premium cushion in every step, head to New Balance Knoxville.